Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And President Obama, of course, has arrived in Saudi Arabia, opening a five-day trip in an effort to improve relations between the United States and the Muslim world. The big event, of course, as we've already mentioned in this edition and throughout the week, is his speech Thursday night in Cairo that will be broadcast around the region and really around the world. Obama greeted on Wednesday by King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia and is holding a series of private meetings with the monarch at the King's Farm near Riyadh. Reporter Kate Moody has more.
White House spokesman Robert Gibbs cautioned that the outreach is only part of the process.
We didn't get where we are overnight, and it's not going to get solved overnight. I think the president believes using his time and resources on an issue as important as this will pay dividends. Let's just say this. I think if the president thought one speech would cure that relationship, I doubt we'd be giving that in June.
He's expected to focus both in public and private on restarting peace talks between Israel and Palestine, a process about which he has expressed optimism while putting more pressure than his predecessors on Israel to stop building settlements in the West Bank. Kate Moody, Washington.
The White House, meanwhile, says it is not surprising that al-Qaeda terrorist leader Osama bin Laden would try to shift attention away from Obama's upcoming speech to the Muslim world. That is what White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs said today in Saudi Arabia about a new recording purported to be from bin Laden. On the tape, the speaker says U.S. policy in Pakistan has generated, quote, new seeds of hatred and revenge against America, clearly referring to the escalating violence between the Pakistani military and Taliban forces, clashing in the Sawat Valley in northwestern Pakistan. On the domestic side today, Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning about exploding deficits and a slow recovery from the long recession. The Fed chairman says that pretty soon an era of tough choices is looming on a whole variety of subjects.
Addressing the country's fiscal problems will require a willingness to make difficult choices. In the end, the fundamental decision that the Congress, the administration, and the American people must confront is how large a share of the nation's economic resources to devote to federal government programs, including entitlement programs.
This year's fiscal deficit will be $1.8 trillion, four times the previous record from the final year of the Bush administration. Still, Bernanke says despite that and the many difficult financial choices coming up, the burst of spending done over the past few months was still the right thing to do, in his opinion.
Nevertheless, even as we take steps to address the recession and threats to financial stability, maintaining the confidence of the financial markets requires that we as a nation begin planning now for the restoration of fiscal balance.
Elsewhere on Capitol Hill, senators ripping executives of General Motors and Chrysler over plans to cut loose more than 2,000 local dealerships. The Senate Commerce Committee looking into the bankruptcy restructuring of both GM and Chrysler, with North Dakota Democrat Byron Dorgan noting many local dealers have remained profitable, even while the automakers themselves have been failing.
And in rural states, the important question is, what is the impact, the real impact, on smaller automobile dealerships? What is the impact on consumers?
Other senators, including Texas Republican Kay Bailey Hutchison, said tens of thousands of local dealers and their employees are now facing overwhelming burdens due to the actions of GM and Chrysler. Maine Republican Olympia Snow said auto dealers deserve far better than what they're getting. In reaction, Fritz Henderson of General Motors says that the dealer closings are heart-wrenching. Chrysler President James Press says they're very painful. But Henderson says the numbers of dealerships must change to reflect today's market reality.
Strong new competitors have entered this country, and our market share has shrunk, leaving us with too many dealerships and, in many cases, in the wrong locations.
But the dealers were there as well. West Virginia Chrysler GM dealer Pete Lopez says the closings of these dealerships are causing a devastating impact on American small businesses.
We are the face of the community. And we participate in everything.
Elsewhere on the economic front, the new ADP National Employment Report showing private employers cut more than 530,000 jobs in May helps set the tone for today's down trading session on Wall Street. The Dow off 65 points to 86.76. The S&P 500 off 13 to 932. The Nasdaq down 11 points to 18.26. Oil down $2.43 to $66.12 per barrel. New Hampshire Governor John Lynch just minutes ago signing his state's same-sex marriage legislation into law. His prompt signature followed final votes in the state legislature to authorize gay marriage in the Granite State. The state House voted 198 to 176 to approve the controversial measure, while the vote in the state Senate was along party lines 14 to 10. Passage of the law came after House and Senate leaders compromised on language, allowing clergy and religious institutions to refuse to marry same-sex couples. New Hampshire now the sixth state to legalize gay marriage. Another quick legal story. A new Quinnipiac University poll shows that U.S. voters strongly disagree with U.S. Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor's ruling on a key case involving New Haven, Connecticut firefighters. The poll shows 71% of voters surveyed disagree with Sotomayor's ruling, which stated diversity was a good enough reason to give minorities preferential treatment in competition for government or private sector jobs. 19% agreed with the ruling. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll learn about a new radical homosexual activist with a key job at the Department of Education. We'll find out the short-term and long-term impact of the huge deficits this country is running right now. And when we come back on Dateline Washington, the three big challenges for President Obama on his Middle East journey. Stay with us.